Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Come on.
Welcome to Lifeblood. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Tony Conti. Tony, are you ready to do this?
Oh yeah, I'm ready.
All right, let's go. Tony is the founder and CEO of ChromaBill. It's a personal finance application designed to help people better understand their money. His app helps people track their expenses and better understand spending habits. He's also the director of technology at Tesla Owners Club of New York and runs product and operation at an aviation startup called Blade. He's worked at larger companies as well as including companies like Aer Lingus and Amazon. He graduated with a bachelor's degree in aeronautical science. In his free time, he is building his flight hours and working on attaining his private pilot license. Excited to have you on, Tony. Tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, George. Appreciate having me on. So a little bit about myself, I guess. So I was born in Georgia, which is a country near Russia. I immigrated here when I was a pretty small boy, and the U.S. education system has taught me a lot, but also there's things that, you know, it didn't teach me. I learned a lot with my background, because my background is in aviation. I'm big on sci-fi, especially, you know, Star Wars. So, you know, I thought to myself, if we ever have spacecraft one day, I should probably learn how to fly a plane first. So, as you can imagine, you know, flight school is extremely expensive. And after college, I had to overcome a lot of financial obstacles. I made a lot of mistakes, you know, that could have easily been prevented. And a large part of that is because colleges just don't teach students how to manage money. And that causes a lot of people to struggle and kind of live paycheck to paycheck. And, you know, coming from my background, I didn't really talk about it with my family or friends either. So it was kind of a struggle for me. And it was this personal pain point that really propelled me to build my own company. And it's this app that helps people organize their expenses and visualize their money better. And I started dabbling with UI UX design kind of during COVID to help build a really unique platform with really zero technical experience. So little did I know that, you know, this product would help so many others as well. And I've currently just been building my company since COVID hit and learning as much as I can and just, you know, surrounding myself with advisors, talking with my customers and kind of evolving my app and learning from users who've had, you know, similar problems that I've had.
I love it. So there's a lot of people out there when they were little, they said, I want to do this or I want to do that. But for sure. not very many, Tony, at least from my my experience, said, if I am one day going to be able to fly a spaceship, I should start with an airplane. So good.
Right.
Good. I think that's amazing.
Thanks.
It's like, at least if you wanted to be a pirate, you know, you could learn how to swim and right. You know, learn about boats, which very few people probably actually ever do learn about boats. But yeah, good for you, man. Is there other stuff in there too? Or have you also gone down the path, if I'm going to be able to shoot a laser gun of some kind, I should just learn about target shooting, anything like that?
Probably. I've definitely gone to a shooting range, so I know how to shoot some stuff.
Yeah, so kind of like when you stay ready, you don't have to get ready kind of a thing. Smart.
Exactly.
Very smart. All right. So did you have a background? You mentioned, which I'm not familiar with, UI UX design. Is this something you just decided to do and then you learned how to do it, or did you have some
No, it
kind of—
was actually, like I said, my background's in aviation, which is strikingly different from what I'm doing now, which is finance and also kind of user experience and interface design. And it's because, when I first rolled out my application, I was very hesitant to do so, because, the first version of your app is never as exactly how you want it to be. So at early on, we had a lot of UX problems, people weren't really understanding how to use it. And, I had to go back and kind of teach myself design all over again and figure out like how can I make this as seamless and intuitive as possible for users.
Nice. Well, certainly, it certainly aviation is different, but I also have to think that there's a lot of similarities, talking
Oh yeah.
about getting ready and taking off and land, all that, right? So what are the similarities between the two?
Yeah, I think, in aviation, you do a lot of multitasking, and in as an entrepreneur, you also do that as well, since you're kind of juggling a lot of different aspects of your company. So aviation has really prepped me in the terms of kind of utilizing all of my everything that I have available to me, whether it's, my advisors, my users, kind of self-teaching myself things that I don't know. And, when there's things that I don't know per se, trying to figure out who can do it for me and things of that nature.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So personal finance is really, it's giant. As
Yeah.
you looked at everything, you said there's a lot of problems. People are not learning this in school. We're not necessarily comfortable talking about it. So how did you decide on the structure or the areas that you were going to focus on?
Yeah, so when I designed Chromable, it was really to solve a problem and teach people better financial habits. So my passion, which is Chromable, that we're talking about today, it's available in the App Store and it's downloadable for free. And what people need to know is that the application is going to give you tools to manage your financial future. And the things that were a struggle for me, I tried to make it a solution for myself first, and I realized that this was starting to help a lot of other people as well. So it's really just an evolving application, and based on personal pain points and kind of iterating from customer feedback on that as well.
Okay, so give me an example of these personal pain points.
Yeah, so for one example, when I started to incur liabilities, which was as early on as high school, I didn't really have like an effective way to manage them. So I was writing them down on paper, I was writing them in my phone app, and as you can tell, that's not really effective for long-term management. And I started using spreadsheets and I really fell in love with the process. I was able to, put in all of my expenses, see how much I was spending every month. I could categorize them from credit card, subscriptions, things of that nature. And I wanted that similar experience, but on mobile. So as far as bill tracking, that was a struggle for me. And I decided to turn Chromable into an application that could do just as much as spreadsheets.
Nice. I appreciate that. So, and that's where the just learning how to actually take the spreadsheets and then put them into an app came in.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So managing liabilities, as you're going through this, do you think that certainly there's people that are like you that are very interested in managing spreadsheets and the detail oriented, how are you thinking about serving people who are maybe not quite as detailed?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, this application is for a lot of different people. What I'm trying to do with it is just help people spend responsibly. I want to make sure that people have the knowledge and information to know what to spend. Like for me, example, I love technology and sometimes I need to make decisions like when do I buy that new PlayStation or that new MacBook. So as far as how could Chromable help me, I know when my payments are due and what kind of money I have to work with. So what I'm trying to do is kind of just help people make responsible decisions, whether it's someone who's my age that wants to buy new technology or someone who's, much older and thinking about buying their first house. It kind of helps organize those expenditures for every single bird.
Nice. Yeah, I think that the more you can help somebody figure out, okay, can I afford this? And if I can't afford it now, how do I get to a place where I can afford in the future?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely not about strictly being frugal and trying to save as much money as possible, which a lot of other personal finance apps do. It's kind of about how do you improve your lifestyle and work within your budget.
So walk me through maybe how that plays out.
Yeah, so when you first download the application, you basically start the onboarding process, which is setting up the categories that really are vital to you. For example, I'm someone that loves subscriptions, especially streaming content like Disney Plus and HBO Max, things like that. So a lot of my subscriptions, I input them, when they're due and how much I'm paying every month for it. And then afterwards, you'll be able to see every single month how much you're spending on each of these different categories that are pivotal to your lifestyle. Afterwards, you can make decisions based on that. And for me, I love to see, how much I'm spending every single month and kind of try to tackle different debts so I can reduce that as much as I personally can.
Nice. Okay. So it's being able to access everything all in the same place. It's understanding cash flow, and then it's helping to forecast, okay, if I'm interested in making these kinds of changes or this kind of an investment, here's different opportunities.
Everyone's different from, the age that they may need it, but for me, it was, I started having bills when I was in high school. So as someone like me, I need to start knowing like when I could buy stuff, when I had bills coming up, and it's just a great tool for that.
Nice. All right. And from a learning standpoint, from an education standpoint, the foundational aspects of just managing our cash flow and budgeting, that is obviously something that we all need. How else are you envisioning this having an impact on people?
Yeah, so as far as the application, it's certainly an evolving one. I started the application with one personal pain point, which was the bill tracking aspect. But as I started talking with more customers, I realized that they need additional areas that need focus on. That's why we're partnering with companies like Plaid, for example, to in this fall to introduce transaction monitoring as well, and also Bing Connection too, so people can also manage their own finances, like their daily personal budgets. And the application is kind of geared to evolve, and we have like a 5-year plan as far as all of the things that we want to do with it, and we want to make sure that it kind of serves as a one-stop shop for all your finances. Because I feel like way too many people rely on way too many different applications for their money management, especially.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing, right? I've got this for that, and then I've got this other thing over here. So is that obviously it's going to be challenging. Do you think it's going to be harder than you expect? How has it been so far reaching out to organizations like Plaid and bringing other tools to the table versus doing it all yourself?
I mean, it really hasn't been a challenge. We've had a lot of companies kind of approach us and wanting to help and help our users too. It's more so about working with the right partners, because we don't really want to compromise on our vision. That's why we're not even raising venture capital as well. Everything is entirely bootstrapped because we personally want to grow our company as naturally as possible, and we don't want to involve so many different people where it's kind of the vision kind of gets blurred out. And for me, it's kind of just figuring out what my users want and how is this company, if every partner with them, going to help them as much as possible.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I'm sure that there are lots of people who are interested in accessing the users, so
Oh yeah, for sure.
you need to be a good steward of that for sure.
Right.
You talked about how we're not necessarily comfortable, or you just for whatever reason you didn't talk about it with friends, with family.
Right.
How do you think about changing that and the benefits of something like having events, something like that?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the statistics, 46% of adults between the ages of 18 to 24 say they have $0 saved in their savings account. And then 62% of millennials are living paycheck to paycheck. So it's pretty scary how much people, don't have a financial literacy. And for me, I didn't really talk about it with friends or family, and there really wasn't a place that I could go to learn about money. And obviously, you can Google how to budget and how to learn about credit cards, things of that nature, but it's never personalized to you and your budget and your needs. So I wanted to build an application that could be kind of hyper personalized strictly to you. And that's why, for this application, we're also working with a lot of different types of influencers, especially in the finance space already, that educate their own communities and kind of bringing them onto this platform as well to help our users and kind of give them more like practical life advice, especially people who've done it, who've overcome difficult challenges like paying off excess amounts of debts and things of that nature.
I love it. Super helpful to be able to see a real human being who has been able to overcome a challenge that we are personally experiencing. So,
Right.
influencers using their powers for good instead of evil. Love love that
True.
too. Well, Tony, the people are ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Sure. So, when we talked about a little bit about my background, I talked about working at larger companies like Amazon and also smaller ones like the startup Blade. And I've loved all the jobs that I've had, but building Chromable for me personally has allowed me, to take one of my biggest struggles in life and make it a passion, so no one else could kind of go through that again. So the advice that I have for all of you is, build an application or a company or a solution really based on a passion or problem that you have. And that's really there's like no secret sauce for it. So what works well is think of something that frustrates you every day in your job, whether it's, how to manage your finances, whether it's how you get your cup of coffee this morning, and think of how you can make that experience better. And if you're passionate about that, then that's what you should really be focused on and leading that change for it.
Well, I think that that is great stuff. That definitely gets a come on. Come on. Tony, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people
Thanks,
learn
sir.
more about you and how can they engage with Chromable?
Yeah, so Chromebill is available on the iOS App Store, so they can download it right on the App Store. And as far as me, I'm very interactive with my customers, so they can just email me at support@chromebill.com.
Perfect. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Tony your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Download Chromable from the App Store and get started developing good personal financial habits and addressing those pain points and getting to where you want to go. Thanks again, Tony.
Thanks, George.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.